Module 7, Develop an Apprenticeship Plan. Session 1, Training in the Christian Way of Life. Objective: discover how catechumenate formation means showing children a way of life. My girls are soccer players. They became soccer players not by reading books on soccer or going to soccer class or watching soccer film. They became soccer players by playing soccer. Over the past 10 to 12 years, they've had good training. Coaches and teammates have shown them how to play soccer by putting the ball at their feet and playing the game with them. So it is with becoming a Christian. Children learn to be Christians from other Christians. They receive training in the Christian way of life by being with other Christians. And just like learning to play soccer, it takes a while. When my girls first joined a team at age 3 or 4, no one knew if they would really become soccer players. Having a little jersey and little cleats didn't really make them soccer players. But gradually, over the years, they really learned and loved the game. They became soccer players. Becoming a Christian is also a gradual process. Children need time to learn the way of life and decide if they want to be a follower of Jesus. The period of the catechumenate is designed to give them the time and the training they need to be good Christians. The training program. The rite of Christian initiation of adults really does call it training. It says that the catechumenate is, quote, aimed at training them in the Christian life, unquote. Number 75, Canada, number 75. Then the four components of the training program are outlined. In this first session, we'll discuss the general vision of the training that is provided in paragraph 75. Then, in sessions 2, 3, and 4, we'll explore 75.2, 75.3, and paragraph 75.4. In module 8, we'll come back and examine 75.1, which is all about the suitable catechesis that happens during the catechumenate. In Module 7, we'll show you how to do catechumenate catechesis. But catechesis is just one part of the training program. So let's return to the general vision of the catechumenate, a way of life. The key to catechumenate formation is the Christian way of life. You can teach doctrine and scripture and tradition, but a way of life must be lived and modeled. Thus, in addition to the teaching component of the catechumenate formation, you have to create opportunities for the children to be in and amongst other Catholic Christians. Please don't assume it will just happen. Remember, these folks are rather new to church life, so although some of this will happen informally, you also need to create opportunities for their children and families to 1. Listen to the Word of God and learn the teachings of the church. Number 75.1. Be with, pray with, and socialize with other Catholic Christian families. 75.2. Worship with others. 75.3. And number 4. Witness and work actively with others to spread the gospel. Number 75.4. These four components of the, quote, suitable pastoral formation, end quote, described in paragraph 75, catechesis, community, worship, and apostolic works of service, combine to form a comprehensive approach to forming new Christians. Also, remember this formation, quote, is to be extended over several years if need be. Number 253, Canada number 243. So don't panic and think you have to do all this in a few short months. The period of the catechumenate, quote, should be extend for at least 1 year, end quote. National Statutes number 6, Canada, no paragraph. It takes as long as it takes, or as the RCIA would say, the journey, quote, varies according to the many forms of God's grace, end quote. Number 5, Canada, number 5. Derek's story. A real-life example may help to give a picture of what catechumenate formation looks like. Let's go back to Derek and his mom, whom we met in Module 6. Remember that they came sporadically at first, but then began to show more commitment and more interest, so we celebrated the rite of acceptance. Here are some examples of Derek's catechumenate formation and how we tried to show him the Catholic Christian way of life. 75.1. Derek came to 9 o'clock Mass every week and was dismissed after the Liturgy of the Word for dismissal catechesis. 75.3. He and his mom also came to the catechetical sessions after Mass. More on this in Module 8. 75.2. The second point, Derek and his mom were paired with the Johnsons, who served as their sponsoring family. The Johnsons served as role models. More on this in Session 2. The third point, 75.3. We celebrated the minor rites of the catechumenate with Derek. More on liturgical formation in Session 3. And the fourth point, 75.4, Derek and his mom both got involved in some service activities in the parish. More on this in Session 4. You can see that Derek's formation involved a lot more than catechetical sessions. In Module 8, we'll walk you through how to do all the catechesis. However, before we do the module on catechesis, let's think about paragraph 75 as a whole. So we'll continue on with paragraph 75.2. Here's a fun fact though, paragraph 75. I'm applying some healthy peer pressure when I say, quote, everybody knows paragraph 75, end quote. So if you want to impress your initiation friends and neighbors, memorize number 75. It might just be the most important paragraph in the RCIA.